This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, I'm opening odds at 2-1. Wooly doesn't make it to 5 o'clock with that voice. Oh, my. Let's get that man a lozenge. Welcome in on a Friday. We have a lot to get to. Lions, Bears will step to the forefront. Michigan on a bye week. State, who cares? But we opened with this because if there's one thing more painful than the thought of losing to Mitch Trubisky, it would be this story. And I think as men, there is no pain like this pain. But this is an injury I have never heard of. According to Daily Mail, a teenage lacrosse player fractured both his testicles and needed surgery after he was hit with a lacrosse ball while not wearing an athletic support. Fractured his nuts. Now, I've never heard of that. I've heard in hockey, and I don't remember who it was. I know Nick Lidstrom had a severe injury, but there was a shattering of a testicle. I have never heard of fracturing one's balls. But it does beg the question, how are you playing lacrosse without a cup? How is that even remotely possible? The lacrosse ball is an agent of destruction. It's like 7 pounds, and it's the size of a little smaller than a baseball.
Balls.
They're terrifying. Now, if you are a weekend warrior and you play sports, I have never heard of a fractured testicle. But I know that,
I can't believe this story.
Oh, do we have to lead with this? Because this is probably the only thing worse than talking Lions Bears. Like the thought of losing to Mitch Trubisky, fracturing your balls.
Both are painful.
Right. What's a tougher thing to endure? Sully, football. Anything close to this?
Oh, I didn't wear a cup. A lot of football players don't wear cups.
Oh, my God.
No, look at, football players don't really wear cups.
I'm not going to repeat that.
No, I didn't have much to protect, right? That's
six more that, inches.
The classic joke there.
Black sausage.
No, like maybe linemen or whatever, but a lot of skilled position players just don't wear cups. Lacrosse, I don't know. I don't know if lacrosse players if everyone wears a cup.
Dude,
in lacrosse.
Lacrosse balls are wrecking balls.
What about tennis players? Do they wear cups?
No.
I mean, that's crazy. Anything, even
you can't
a tennis
run
ball is that firm. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, but you're never standing in front of the tennis ball. The object is side. And lacrosse is different. The ball bounces, and it's hard as a rock. Lacrosse balls are like something the Russians must have come up with during the Cold War. Lacrosse balls are terrifying.
Very, not many injuries I can think of that would make a grown man cry. So get anything in that region. Your back, if you throw out your back, maybe.
But fracturing of one's nuts.
Both of them, yeah.
How does that, what? I've heard of someone getting hit in the balls so hard that their balls lodged up in their body. They have to go and get them.
Well, the older I'm getting, and I don't know if Evan can attest to this, we're kind of the same age, Mike, we're all the same age.
Where's this going?
I'm noticing now that the older I'm getting, there is sort of a, the dropping is starting.
Speak for yourself.
So there's more prone to injury just on your own account. You know,
Roberto fractured his balls rolling over in bed.
I used to be able to cross my legs in a chair. I can't anymore. Wow. I'm like, oh.
Hold on, Roberto.
I mean, it's happening. It happens to everyone, right?
I wondered why you're always got a roll of tape in your back pocket. Now I understand.
But see, a ton of people are texting, I played lacrosse for years, never wore a cup.
How?
Another one here, my son played lacrosse for 12 years, none of them ever wore cups.
Has anyone heard of a fractured nut?
Besides the Nick Lidstrom story, that's...
But what was Nick's injury?
I thought that he took a skate to one of his testicles, and it, like, somehow got... Not fractured was the right word, but it was...
Right, I've never heard fractured. I've heard shattered testicle. I thought it was a defenseman for the Flyers.
Listen, I'll show more of my ignorance here on sports, because, you know, I have no idea about anything. Does the cup go... Is there like a slot for the cup? Or like
it's
where?
A jock strap.
There's a strap, right? Yeah, but then there's a pocket for the cup, right?
Right.
Yes. For the
wow, you really played sports.
This is the greatest radio ever.
Lidstrom catastrophic testicle injury.
I don't remember.
Speared. A surgery on a testicle that had been speared a couple of times. The doctors were unsure if they'd be able to keep it.
Oh my!
But see, I get people texting right now. Hey, I played baseball. I was a catcher. I took a fastball to the nuts. I wasn't wearing a cup. A lot of people don't wear cups in sports anymore.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh boy.
There's like no amount of Scoville level of hot sauce that could be worse than that.
In what sports do people still wear cups? I feel like hockey was the only one. I thought.
Baseball for sure.
Would you take a lacrosse ball to the unprotected nuts for Michigan to win the Big Ten?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't. Okay.
I took a helmet pretty close to the nuts before in football, but it just missed. Luckily, it just missed.
What do you mean it just missed?
It was like on the really top inner thigh, and I had a bruise there forever.
Oh, I still would have had trouble. It would have hit mine.
That would have been helmet to helmet contact.
Yeah. 15-yard penalty. That's David's go-to line. Yeah. Speak for yourself.
Yeah. David, why's your thigh pad sticking out? Yeah. Don't worry about it. All right, 248-539-9797. Want to do at least offer this before we get into the real pain, which is talking about Mitch Trubisky, the Bears, the Lions, the Quandre Diggs saga. There's just nothing good with this team right now. Oh, and the Raiders are ahead of you in their rebuild.
Well, and we actually have some people texting in and maybe calling in as well to David right now that examples of this actually happening to them. I have plenty of texts here. I ruptured a testicle playing football, swelled the size of a softball.
But see, I've
doctor oh. how doctor had to use
it
a,
was getting bigger and blacker.
Doctor had to use a 3-inch needle to drain my testicle. Oh.
Would you have your testicles drained by needle for Michigan to win the Big Ten?
You know, that's the same procedure, too, that they do. Like, if you take...
I think I would do it for MSU to score 40 points.
These guys that take too much Viagra...
What?
And it won't go away. When you go to the hospital, that's the only thing they can do for you is to drain it with a needle.
Wait.
To...
Oh, my God.
Get it back to normal.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
That sounds.
Oof. Wow.
Would I do it for MSU to have Urban Meyer as head coach?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think I would. I would.
See, but we got nurses texting in now. I'm a nurse practitioner. There's no such thing as a fractured testicle. Fractures are only for bones, and there's no
See?
Bone in your testicle.
Okay. So
you
I'm
could have a smashed. Rolling. You could have a smashed testicle. It can unravel.
Oh.
But you can't fracture it.
Oh. Is anyone else getting a little tingle right now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's where we're starting. I don't know what's worse. Roberto talking about the elevator shaft going down to the bottom floor, shattered testicles in lacrosse, or Mitch Trubisky beating this football team Sunday. Mm. Strap in, no pun intended, for a big football Friday.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.